Sir David Omand has been immersed in the world of intelligence and security for many years. He was the UK's first security coordinator. He was also the director of GCHQ and chief civil servant at the Home Office. At the committee's inquiry into privacy and security, he quickly weighed into the row over bulk collection. That's when a huge amount of communications data is gathered in one go and filtered through a computer to generate leads.
Frankly, there's a category error confusing bulk access to the internet, which I'm very pleased as a nation we do have quite a lot of, with mass surveillance. By discriminating and using the computers to filter it all out, so the only material that the human analyst sees, the sentient being sees, is that which is specified in the Foreign Secretary's certificate, then I think you've got round the problem you would otherwise have of this whole-scale plugging in of the computer.
Sir David compared it to the information gleaned from credit cards about our spending.
Every single one of those transactions is run through the audit algorithm of my bank. So my most intimate details of everything I do goes through that algorithm. And from time to time, I get an automated email saying, were you in Sweden? Did you really buy herring? And I will text back either yes or no. And if it's no, then the algorithm says this is prima facie fraud, and a human being gets to start to investigate and will ring me up.
His point being that he wasn't worried about a computer running over his data. A Conservative committee member, Julian Lewis, asked him to respond to the concerns of civil liberties campaigners.
So what is your answer to those people who say the mere collection and existence of this bulk data is in itself an infringement of privacy?
Sir David replied that in the hands of an authoritarian government, it would be right to worry.
But if we have, as we have in the United Kingdom, law, regulation and oversight, then I think my answer to the critics would be you don't need to worry about that.